The Bang Radio Hour is proud to be part of the Belly Up Sports Network. Be bold, stand out.
This is Harry Sphincter for the Bang Radio Hour, coming to you live from Jacksonville Jaguars practice. I'm here with recently deposed quarterback Blake Bortles. Blake, the season hasn't gone the way you expected, and I'm just going to go ahead and ask the question that's on everybody's mind. Just what the fuck is wrong with you?
What?
Check for sound. Check for power.
Systems online.
Bang Radio.
Wait, what?
The Cleveland Browns are on the clock.
We're called Cleveland for a reason. Go Browns!
Hello, Cleveland!
We on fire!
Step up in the party, step up in the party, ha!
Now we went to being a laughingstock, like getting teased like usual.
I'm sorry, but it's the truth.
What are you talking about?
Welcome to the Bang Radio Hour.
It's a great day to be a big old cot.
And now, here's John and Tom.
Preaching to Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, the gospel.
We stink. Stink.
Receivers on the left and one split to the right. Throws it to Brown. Intercepted at the 26 of Dallas. Fakes the draw. Throws it left. Caught. Defender fell down to the 30. It's Cooper running away. He broke the big play. Into the end zone. Cooper. Here's a pass to the right. Tip and intercepted by Lawrence. And Lawrence fights his way down. Inside the 20 near the 15. He just took the pumpkin pie. Prescott looking around, wants to throw. Deep to the middle, it's caught! What a throw! And now breaking away, it's Cooper again! Amari Cooper to the 30! Amari Cooper on the sideline to the 15! Cooper to the pylon! Prescott in the gun, it's a four-man rush. He looks left, he's in trouble. He gets away from the sack, he runs to his right. He keeps his feet to the 10, to the 5, to the middle of the field. Somersault into the end zone. That is a Thanksgiving play to remember for Dak Prescott. That is it.
Oh, my God. Oh, my gosh. I'm telling you what. I was playing against Amari Cooper this week in fantasy, and I didn't care. I wanted him to score another one.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
You know, for all the faults the Redskins had, if they stop him on the 90-yard touchdown, he got a chance to, you know, a 90-yard touchdown, and they had a hold of him, and then they did the Keystone Cops, ran into each other and smacked each other, all of them, and off he went. God damn it.
Three
that
of
was
them.
Terrible.
Three of them. He caught it in the middle of three of them and went whoop.
He
did a
one of them had him by the arm and all the other ones smashed into him and then he took off.
They kind of bumped
him out of the tackle.
They never had him.
Stroman had him by the or whatever. I think it was Stroman. I'm not sure. He had him by the arm, but even still, holy crap! The Redskins. Why even Dunbar was out there? Because you know the guy that was covering him on the 40-yard touchdown pass where he fell down. And you could see him running after him on one leg. Holy shit. That's the way he was all game. I don't know why they even bothered. And the worst part is I took the Redskins plus 7, and I think we lost by what? If they had kicked the field goal at the end when they didn't get the helmet-to-helmet.
Yeah, you lost by 8.
That would have been 8, right. Damn.
And I really don't like it when the Cowboys play the Redskins on Thanksgiving because I want you to have a nice Thanksgiving and I want to have a nice Thanksgiving.
No.
I'm not kidding because my Thanksgiving always starts off great. Every year Thanksgiving starts off awesome. And the end of it is dictated by the Cowboys.
True, you have to deal with it every single year.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. I don't care if you play the Lions, go play the Lions every year. You know, or play the Sunday night game. The Thursday Thanksgiving night game. I just don't want to have. I want us to be able to enjoy Thanksgiving.
I wouldn't mind playing the Lions every year. Hell yeah, they stink.
That was actually a good game. That was actually a good game.
It was a really good game until I guess Matthew Stafford decided to be thankful and say, "Here, have a gift. Here's one, and oh, here's another one." Boop boop.
Well, my Cowboys got to play the Saints tomorrow night, so I'm not real optimistic about that one because they're just destroying everybody.
You know, the NFC East, for as crappy as it is, it's got a lot of drama in it because, the Cowboys are ahead of the Redskins because they've got a half a game up on us in the division for one more. You actually played one more division game, so you have one more win.
No, we're 3-1 and you're 2-2, aren't you?
No, we're only 2-1.
Okay.
But you guys got that win over the Falcons, and we got beat by the Falcons. So that right there is the decider, because the Saints probably, you know, are probably going to kick your ass.
You're assuming you're going to, you know, win a bunch of games.
No, I'm just saying, the Redskins right now could be right back into first place, but they have to play on Monday night, and they're the worst team on Monday night ever.
So they have to play, period, without a bunch of starters. That's their problem.
I know. And we got a Philly's resurgent. I think they're coming back. Like I said, it's on Monday night. It doesn't look good. I don't like that. And, of course, we signed Reuben Foster, so now we have the media in our fucking locker room ripping the things to complete shreds.
Resurgence because they got a last-second field goal to barely beat the Giants? That's their big okay.
No, that's not their big resurgence. The fact that they get to play us on Monday Night Football with all of our injuries, and now that we're all distracted by the media circus.
Oh, God.
They're going to kick our ass on Monday night, most likely.
Okay.
Yeah, I mean, they look, the Redskins are historically bad on Monday night. Everybody, go to bed early. Get some sleep.
Enough. I'm Tom. He's John. It's Bang Radio Hour number 342. Coming up, Baker this and Baker that. Great at good things.
Okay.
The Packers' easy path to the playoffs, John. It's no problem.
I've heard it's simple.
NFL Jeopardy, Von Belichick, a field trip. We've got a field trip. Haven't done one of those in a while.
Oh, hey.
And a lot more. But just staying on the topic of the Cowboys, Michael Irvin before the game. You know, they do this on NFL Network where one of them's a jive turkey.
Right. They take a prediction that they made earlier in the year, and they ask him if they want to stand by it or if they were full of shit. I mean, a jive turkey.
Right. So. And, yeah, Michaels was all about the Cowboys receivers stepping up.
I heard some
jive turkey out. I like that. That was good. All right. That was good. That was good.
Jack in the ball.
Jack!
Yeah. The Cowboys are averaging 166.5 passing yards per game this season.
The problem is the Dallas Cowboys wide receivers have not been getting their job done each day. I got a running back who rushes for 150 yards, then he has to leave his post and get on your post and come and do your job. I want more out of you. I need more out of you.
What are you doing?
Out of them, but with the addition of Amari Cooper, we got Mo out of them.
So I'm gonna tell you right now, baby, I ain't no jive turkey. I'm a gobble
because we gobbling up first place today. We gobbling up first place today with Amari Cooper. Gobble
on this, man.
I swear to God, he is the goofiest bastard.
He called it.
Fuck him. You know, that's what I say. Fuck him.
My wife and my son now always refer to him as Mary. You know that, right? Because of you.
Oh, thank you. Way to go. Nice job, Tyler. Way to go there. Nice job. Yeah.
Because of Jerry. Because of Jerry Jones.
You should have heard me on the fucking on Thursday jumping up from my plate. Mary, motherfucker! What the fuck is a Mary? You had Mary in your hands.
All right, let's move on. This Browns-Bengals game, man, was priceless. Oh, my God. It was so good. And the announcer who does the radio, and I can't remember his name now. He does all the he was the one that always did the preseason games with Bernie.
Oh, I don't know. I always used to call him the guy that had to sit there and smell Bernie's fucking fuming breath all the time.
That's him, but I can't remember his name off the top of my head. Anyway, so he's calling the game on the radio, man, and you listen to this, and it's like he just can't even believe that he's watching the Browns because they're playing. I mean, dude.
Oh, they did. They played really well.
That was the best. I was watching a lot of that game. It was the best I have maybe that I can ever even remember seeing them play. It's been so long.
Since the Bernie and Biner years.
I mean, it was crazy. I'm like, they have finally turned a corner.
Well, let's pump the brakes a little bit. Cincinnati's defense is Canadian football level defense.
Dude, but they couldn't have beat that Bengals team back, you know, last year, the year before that. They would have had no chance winning that game.
Maybe.
Oh, come on.
That defense is bad. I mean, they're terrible. Or as Greg Williams would say, they're terrible.
Browns have it. Mayfield back. Mayfield up in the pocket. Rolls left. Lobs. End zone. Caught. Touchdown. It's Callaway.
Unbelievable.
And Baker Mayfield is on fire. Looks left. Comes back. Middle throws. Tight end screen. And Joku hops up at the two. And they push him in. Push him into the end zone. Touchdown. With a little help from his friends. It's 20-0. The Browns lead.
You can't believe it.
Mayfield shotgun back, getting heat. Looks, lobs, chubs open, and he caught it and fights for the ball in the end zone. He's got it. Touchdown, Nick Chubb. Back goes Baker. Baker looks. Baker runs to the right.
Baker
throws end zone. Darren Fells, touchdown. He was wide open. And the Browns go back in. The fourth touchdown pass of the day for Baker Mayfield. The Browns have done it. They have won two in a row, and they have won on the road. It's their fourth win of the year.
That is my favorite. The Browns have done it. They have won two in a row.
Two in a row, everybody. Everybody try to jump onto the pier from your boat.
His name is Jim Donovan. That's it. Yep.
Is that him?
Yep.
Yeah.
That's him. Jim Donovan.
Gregor went into Cincinnati and won the football game. He knocked out Andy Dalton.
Dalton's done for the year.
Yeah.
And A.J. Green's coming back this week to play with who?
Driscoll.
That guy?
Driscoll.
Oh, Driscoll. Wasn't he Jed Clampett's banker?
Yeah, I think so.
That's right. There you go. So now he's made good. Dred Clampett's banker's grandson is playing for the Bengals.
That is crazy, man. They looked so good. It's been a long time since I've seen the Browns look that good.
Yeah, they did look, they looked competent. That's the amazing thing. They took it to the Bengals. And like I said, that, I think that says a lot about the Browns. And I think it says more about the Bengals because the Browns still are so hot and cold. This week, I looked at them on the line and against Houston. Look, I know you don't like the their do type thing, but you know, eight in a row is hard to do, man. Winning nine in a row.
Yeah.
I looked at the line, I thought, nah, because you never know with Cleveland. They're either going to do something like that, they're going to take Baltimore to overtime and win in the last second, or they're going to fucking lay a gigantic egg. I don't know yet.
Very true.
Yeah, I can't trust Gregor. Gregor drives me crazy.
That's funny.
Bruce Arians, he says he wants to be the Browns coach.
Yeah, he said that's the one team he would come out of retirement for, and I think they should do it.
Well, he heard they were thinking about Condoleezza Rice. He figures, hell, I can beat her out. Shit. She's never even worn a helmet.
If he can get the Cardinals to the Super Bowl, he can get anybody to the Super Bowl.
We'll see. They've got talent. The Browns definitely have talent. It's all young, but they have talent.
Oh, all over the place.
It's going to take some time for them to develop, but not too much time, that's for sure. I think that they are starting to send a message by cracking down on the Bengals in
Cincinnati.
I never know which is it. Whenever I spell Cincinnati, I always get it wrong because I never know if it's two N's or two T's.
It's C-I-N-C-I-N-N-A-T-I.
All right, so it's Cincinnati.
Yes.
Right. I'm in a bad mood. You know, the fucking Redskins, they goddamn lost, and now I have to wait all the way to Monday night. I have to wait to the last fucking game again to try to get over this.
So Baker was upset at Hugh Jackson.
Yes, he was.
Because he went to the Bengals. And I don't understand. Well, here's what Baker said.
Left Cleveland, goes down to Cincinnati. I don't know. It's just somebody that was in our locker room asking for us to play for him and then goes to a different team. We play twice a year. Everybody can have their spin on it, but that's how I feel.
Well, okay. Asked us to play hard for him in our locker room and then goes to a team we play twice a year. He got fired, Baker. You understand that, right? It's not like he wanted to leave your locker room. He got fired. Do you understand that? Gee, Baker, let's say the Browns cut you and the Bengals offer you a contract and you go sign it. What the fuck is that?
Listen, he's a young kid. He's going to have himself some emotional moments. He's going to work. He's going to fight and he's going to play. But right now, I just got to tell you right now, it's not exactly true what Baker said, because I didn't ask Baker to play hard. I asked him to sit on the bench. I asked Tyrod to play hard, and Tyrod didn't play hard, and then I had to put Baker in, and then he threw the ball really well. He threw some touchdowns, and he won a football game, so I had to keep putting Baker in, and I wanted Tyrod in, and then Todd Haley was a bastard, and then I look at the idiot, and I look like a stupid moron, and the truth be told, Tom, I am an idiot that doesn't know what he's doing, and so, of course, Cincinnati is the perfect spot for me to land.
Jesus. I can't believe that they're thinking about giving him the head coaching job. I've heard this, that Marvin Lewis is putting him in line for a head coaching job. You got to be fucking kidding me. How the hell do you do that?
Hugh Jackson?
Yes.
Okay. I don't care.
You know, the funniest thing is this, Tom. You say the Browns, they look great, right? Well, Hugh Jackson has been helping the Bengals defense.
All right. Let's move on to Aaron Rodgers. You know, the Packers look like crap.
Yeah, they do. They look like crap. They don't have anybody to play for them, except for Aaron Rodgers and Davante Adams.
Aaron Jones,
yeah, he is bad. That dude is freaking badass.
Yeah, he looks great.
Yeah. Well, they do open up a couple of holes for him, but he gets through them quick.
Aaron says, don't despair, Packer fans, because they did this before when everybody left him for dead.
It seemed like that in 16 as well.
2016.
Nobody thought we could do it. And then we came together in Philly, got the job done, came home, beat Houston, beat Seattle, went on the road and beat Chicago, came back home, beat Minnesota, went on the road, beat Detroit. You know, we've done it before.
Oh.
Right. Well, that was before any of those teams were any good, as far as I know.
Right. But the schedule's a little bit different now.
So we just got to go back home, get some rest, beat Arizona, and then come back and beat Atlanta. Go to Chicago, right. A place we've won a number of times. Beat them. Go to New York around Christmas. Beat them. And then come home against Detroit. Beat them. Get a little help.
That's it. That's all it takes. Just got to win out.
That's all it takes. Aaron, Rob here from Whatever News. Is there any hope? Do you have any hope for the season? You told me last week you didn't know how to answer that question. Do you know how to answer that question now, Aaron, after last week's debacle?
Is there any hope left for the season?
Come on, Ross. What kind of question is that? Come on, man.
Can't win on the road.
I don't even know how to answer that, Rob. I mean, come on. What am I supposed to say?
Well, he told us. He told us this is how it's going to happen. You know, if he would have just said in the beginning of the season, you know, we're going to start off with week one and play whoever that is and win, and week two and play, and just go right down the schedule and tell everybody that we were going to win, he wouldn't be in this position.
Right.
It's his own fault. Poor leadership. This is what you get for running around trying to fuck all these celebrity girls.
Oh, stop.
That's right.
It was one.
And you know, did you see, remember we talked about his family feuding with him, right?
Yeah.
Well, his brother, who looks a lot like him, by the way, his brother, because Aaron Rodgers donated a bunch of money to, firefighters that were fighting. He bought them all lunch or something for a couple of days, or he did something really nice.
Yep.
But apparently his parents live there, you know, and they're getting burned out. And his brother tweets out, gee, you bought all the firefighters lunch. It would have been nice if you'd have called mom to see if she was okay.
Oh, wow.
Dude, on Twitter, really? You're going to do that?
Well, he doesn't hide from it. They, you know.
I know.
They're jealous.
I know they are. And now they're super jealous.
You have a house that's not on fire, dick.
Well, anyway, remember Doug Peterson a couple weeks ago said this.
Starting with myself, all of us, you know, we just look at ourselves in the mirror.
Got to look in the mirror, John. That's all right. Yeah, you know, you just look in the mirror. That'll fix everything.
I didn't realize how much of a schizophrenic he sounds in that clip right there. It's myself and all of us. We look in the mirror.
So the Panthers lost.
Right, which sucked. I didn't need that. The Redskins really needed them to win. That sucked, and they lost at the end. Thank you, Cam Newton, for nothing. Graham Gano, what the fuck has happened to you? We played Slim Whitman, and Graham Gano can't hit a fucking kick ever since.
Right. Well, here's Cam Newton saying what the Panthers need to do.
We just got to look ourselves in the mirror, understand what we are. Oh. And fix it.
That's it.
That's all that you have to do.
I got
to
look in the mirror.
You know, what if he looks in the mirror and Doug Peterson's looking back at him?
Man, if I'd have known this, I'd just look in the mirror all the time and life would be perfect, right? I mean,
fuck yeah, man. I need a raise. I'm going to go look in the mirror.
All right. Well, John, now,
can I have a raise?
Now Cam's going to get honest, and this is so funny.
You know, truth be told, you know, we lack a lot of, you know, things, but we're great at a lot of other good things, too.
Oh, that's good. That's good. You know, it's better to be great at good things than bad things, Tom.
You know, truth be told.
You know, I tried to be good, but I'm just so damn good at strangling people. I can't help it.
You know, truth be told, you know, we lack a lot of, you know, things, but we're great at a lot of other good things, too.
Yeah. We're great at some good things, Tom. You should see. I make the best homemade Christmas cards.
I mean, we... Hold on. It's hard to even repeat it. Let me play it again.
You know, truth be told, you know, truth we lack a lot of, you know, things.
We lack a lot of, you know, things.
Right. Like, you know what? Like fur coats, tigers you can walk on a leash, right?
You know, truth be told, you know, we lack a lot of, you know, things, but we're great at a lot of other good things.
But we're great at a lot of other good things.
Well, there's a lot of good things, and he seems to think he's great at some of them.
But
that's why we study school. That's why we go to grades, to make good grades.
Is that what? Oh, my God.
I am great at good things. Some of them.
You know, truth be told, you know, we lack a lot of, you know, things, but we're great at a lot of other good things, too.
Like, look at this outfit. Right. I'm great at dressing myself after the game. Look at it.
Routes.
Yeah, I wonder if they're any. Are they good at routes? Is that one of the things they're good at, or is that one of the things they're lacking? Maybe he ought to go ask that woman. She seemed to know a bit more about him than he did.
Cam, I know you take a lot of pride in seeing your receivers play well. Devin Funchess has seemed to really embrace the physicality of his routes and making, getting those extra yards. Does that give you a little bit of an enjoyment to see him kind of truck sticking people out there?
It's funny to hear a female talk about routes. Like, it's funny.
Routes.
So on Jeopardy, they had a question regarding the NFL.
Let's do predictions by 2030 for 600, please.
As of 2018, this NFC North team had never even made the Super Bowl, much less won it. But by 2030, gotta happen, right? Jay?
Who are the Detroit Lions?
Yes.
Oh my god,
that's a category? You're just gonna pull up some bullshit and insult the dude. You know, I thought to myself, what am I gonna do if I'm a Lions fan and I hear this? How upset am I gonna be about this? And then I realized a Lions fan isn't watching fucking Jeopardy. What am I, stupid? He's watching reruns of Mama's Family on TV Land.
They love to do this, and you know, Alex Trebek is a big NFL fan.
Yeah, he is.
And he loves to ask a question, but I sometimes wonder if he puts his own slant on it. You remember here's, I think he does. Well, here's one from a while back.
And from defeat in the 2008 Super Bowl, this losing head coach threw a hissy fit and stalked off the field. Ron John.
Who's Bill Belichick?
Correct.
Correct.
I bet on his card it said this coach was upset and walked off the field.
Right.
And he said he threw a hissy fit. That's pretty damn funny. Oh, man. Lions fans, that's got to hurt. That's really got to hurt. They're predicting you might win by 2030.
Right.
Oh, my God.
Speaking of Belichick, Von Miller did an imitation of Belichick.
Really? That's cool.
It was a great team win on the Cincinnati. Oh. We play great defense. We play great offense. Great team win. It's on the Cincinnati.
Are you channeling Bill Belichick?
We had a great win today. Great team win. Shelby had an incredible day, but it's on the Cincinnati.
Chris mentioned that it kind of felt like a 2015
it's on the Cincinnati
win.
Now.
I'll tell you what, I bet he is happy to go to Cincinnati. What's that quarterback's name again?
God, I forgot already. Driscoll.
What's that?
Driscoll.
Driscoll, right. Yeah, he's going to be dead. Von Miller's going to eat him.
Von Miller.
Yeah, people should pick up Denver's defense.
I'll tell you what, the Broncos, I that was a surprise. They've won two close games in the last 2 weeks that have been good games. And shit, they fucking stopped the Steelers this week.
Jeff Driscoll, he was claimed off waivers by Cincinnati.
Okay.
He was their third quarterback on the depth chart behind Andy Dalton and A.J. McCarron. 2017, he ended up on injured reserve. And that was his debut.
Oh, okay. Well, good for him. He's about to meet Von Miller.
Well, he made his debut because they yanked Dalton when they were down 45-10 to the Chiefs.
Oh, all right. Well, I think Von Miller is going to show him the super defense.
Yes.
The super defense!
I think that the running game of the Broncos, they're going to just trounce the fucking Bengals. That ain't even going to be close. That's going to be a nasty mess. And the Broncos are looking strong.
Yeah, they are.
Yeah, a little running back is, geez, that dude's badass.
All right, well, let's stay on the topic of the Patriots.
Let's go on a bang field trip.
Time for a field trip.
Let's go on a bang field trip.
And now a field trip.
Ah, field trip, John. Feels good, doesn't it? We never get out.
Damn straight. I got my permission slip, and we haven't been on one in a while.
So, Henry Anderson, in the Jets-Patriots game, Henry Anderson of the Jets, he tackles Patriots receiver Cordarrelle Patterson. And right. I want you to see what happens after the tackle. So I need everybody to go to YouTube.
Right.
Very simple. And all you have to do is search Patterson groin.
Patterson groin.
And the very first video, it is seven seconds long. Just 7 seconds. Click that.
Oh! 1 yard pickup. Oh, my God! Oh, my God!
To bring down Patterson.
And you just have to keep hitting the little replay circle and watching over and over.
In there.
I love when he goes down.
Now I got an ad.
Now you got an ad.
I got an ad this time.
To bring down Patterson.
Oh! Jesus Christ.
And then he gets up and looks down at him like, take that, bitch.
I got to wonder what it was that the dude did to him that made him do that and then get up and look at him like, oh, yeah.
All right. Okay, so watch it again and watch the guy fall over. You tell me, does Henry Anderson look like he's hurt when he falls over? Watch it again.
Patterson. Well, 1 yard pickup, Henry Anderson in there to bring down Patterson.
you can hear him.
Or was he doing a flop?
Yeah, you can hear him. Motherfucker, play it again.
Well, 1 yard pickup, Henry Anderson in there to bring down Patterson. Well, 1 yard pickup, Henry Anderson in there
You hear him? Oh, that's great. All right, so here's the deal. You know, Patterson was on his back after he got tackled, and Anderson, you could see he's on his knees. He was always on his knees like that when Cordarrelle grabbed his junk. And Patterson later said to Sports Illustrated, to a reporter, he says he was just trying to get Anderson off him. He says, quote, "I'm a grown man. I don't need no one's ass and dick in my face."
That's true. Hey, wait till he plays the Colts. Wait till they play the Colts in the playoffs, because Quentin Nelson, that's his move.
Right.
Jeff Schwartz, former offensive lineman and now fun guy to listen to on Twitter, he has nicknamed him the teabag because when he pancakes somebody, he shoves his dick into a guy's face mask and fucks his face for a minute and then gets off of him. There's like four videos of Quentin Nelson.
Oh, my
God.
He
grabbed this dude by the head and he's on top of him last week. Oh, my God.
All right. So now, even though in the video, you know, like I said, I asked you if it looked like Anderson was doing a flop or if he's really hurt.
I think he's hurt. Looks like it hurts.
Well, he claims he didn't even feel it.
Oh, bullshit.
He said if he had actually grabbed, you know, my package, this is a quote. He said if he had actually grabbed, like, you know, my package there, I probably would have done something, but I didn't really feel anything. So I don't think he got a hold of it.
Well, does the dude have a vagina?
I don't.
Because I don't know how he doesn't have a hold of something there. Maybe he's got his cup on upside down. I don't know. He doesn't have a. They don't ever wear cups. None of them wear cups anymore. How does he not have anything? Well, you know, I've been hitting the steroids awful hard, so there wasn't nothing there for him to grab. For him, it was like grabbing a couple of pebbles.
Oh no!
Bow down in front of me, oh mortals! Bathe in my spooty, salty glory!
Ball god.
Ball God. Ball God.
Nice to see you, fellas. However, I cannot very much condone the video that you're watching.
What?
This is highly violent. I'm going to complain to YouTube. I can't have this kind of stuff. Look what they're doing to my poor boys there. It's just terrible. It's terrible, Tom. What am I going to do with something like this? How am I supposed to get anybody to watch football when they're treating my guys like that? This is crazy. It's crazy. You know, it took me a long time to lobby the NFL to get them to stop wearing cups so that everybody could see our glory. And now they're going to go do things like that. Nobody's going to want to play.
Well, he must have been wearing a cup because he didn't even feel it.
I don't think that that's true. I think John was onto something there. I think he's been hitting the needle. And because I'm going to have to check. I'll check on my friends down there and see how they're doing. Wait a minute. Hang on. Yeah, like I thought, there are a couple of shriveled up corn pops down there. I don't think anything's going on. I'm going to have to get a hold of the goddamn commissioner about something like this. Let me tell you something. You have not heard the last of me. If I see any of this stuff again, we will have hellfire and damnation and a lot of spooey goo all over everything. Because that's how I like to party, Tom.
All right. Thank you.
I have spoken.
Jesus. All right. What a mess. Good God.
Man, he really spoiled a good video.
He did.
It is, though. I tell you what, that's almost like, I bet you they could put this on Pornhub, on those channels where they have those women that stomp on guys' balls with stiletto heels and shit. I bet this would be like a really cool thing for them. Oh, boy, sports. Oh, look at that.
Bang, field trip.
Field trip, bang, field trip.
Field trip.
Well, let's move on to some fans here.
Okay.
First off, this old Vikings fan. I'll say old because he's old. You see him, he's old.
He's an old Vikings fan.
I remember when we lost 4 Super Bowls.
Right.
Punk.
Well, you're going to hear him. He's at the Vikings-Packers game, and there's a Packers fan right there by him who's evidently being very annoying. And when you hear him yell, you'll agree. And he kept doing this yell. And
okay.
So the old Packer fan, first off, he tells him to stop because he imitates the yell. So then then this young Packer fan, immediately he yells again, and then the old man puts him in a headlock.
Of course. God damn it, let me show you, right. You punk. Take that fucking cheese off of your head.
Some woman breaks in to break it up. She's yelling at the old man.
Come on, come on, come on, come on. Come on, come on, come on. Damn it, damn it, damn it.
Right.
we haven't even gotten to the video yet.
After that, the Vikings, right then, the Vikings score a touchdown while this is all going on. And so the Packer, I don't know why, but then the Packer fan breaks out into this yell again. It's
okay.
It's crazy. So some of it is a little hard to hear, so I just wanted to tell you everything that happened, but listen.
You're taking away from me. You yell and scream and everything you want, but you don't do that. Yay! Get both out of here.
Security right now.
Touchdown! And then he starts yelling again. It's the most ridiculous thing ever. Oh my God.
It sounds like Lovey came down and started yelling at everybody.
Get both out of here.
Security right now. Any of his grown out, leave him alone. You can't touch him.
You got to call security right now and have him thrown out. Leave him alone. You can't touch him. I'm like, oh my God.
Somebody throw her
back
out.
Back in the day, I'd have shot him with my pistol. What we did with loudmouth punks when I was a kid.
Hey, hello there, Bing. Ha ha.
Shut up, you fat old cheesehead. I'm trying to teach this punk some manners.
I love you.
You can scream all you want. You just go over there and scream in Wisconsin, you goddamn blocked up cheese eating knockhead.
Ha ha ha.
You know what he was really screaming? Your fucking walker's on my foot! Oh, man. Fans in fucking stadiums. You can't take Grandpa anywhere.
Oh, it doesn't matter if they're in the stadium or out of the stadium. Listen to this Falcons fan, man. He's so upset.
We supposed to be most...
he's mad about the offense.
We supposed to be most explosive motherfucking offense.
Who said... Wait a minute. He says, we're supposed to be the most explosive motherfucking offense. Who told him that? Who told him that?
He supposed to be.
Well, who told him they're supposed to be?
I don't know, but if you look at their personnel, they show supposed to be.
We supposed to be most explosive motherfucking offense in the NFL, and we can't even score 20 motherfucking points.
Oh, now he's tearing shit up.
We can't even score. What kind of shit is that?
That's my favorite right there.
What kind of shit is that?
You go take it. You can't get the words out. I'm so mad.
He was at least smart enough not to smash his own television.
I don't know what Holy he was breaking shit. Up.
He threw trash all over the ground. He picked up the trash can and threw it on the ground like a moron. So he threw trash all over his apartment. But, you know, I like him, though. How do we can't even score 20 points?
He doesn't even compare to this Jags fan.
Oh, no, this guy's good.
Okay, so what have the Jags lost? What, 8 in a row? Is that right?
Six or seven. Something That's like crazy. That. A lot. A lot crazy. In a row. This guy will tell us, I think.
A lot in a row. Right.
Yeah. He's another one that does these videos in their car. Why do these people do the video in the car?
Is he driving?
No, he's not.
Good.
He's not driving.
He better
they
not
go
be.
Get in the car and they make a video.
Right.
Everybody does this shit now. I don't know why.
Because he's drunk.
Oh, he's fucking wasted. But, you know, he doesn't lean over. His eyes are clear. he takes this video. It's in black and white. He calls himself King Jaguar or something, but it's in black and white. And I'm thinking, what, did your camera run out of color pixels or something? What the fuck? Why is it in black and white?
Oh, my God, Blake Bortles. You have no desire to play football again. You know why? You know why you should not play football again? Because you can't throw a football right. You can't even throw a spiral. Your football makes a wobbly throw, dude. You know why? Because you don't deserve to be in a second string or a backup. You deserve, like, no job.
Okay, that's the funny part. He goes, do you know why you throw a wobbly pass? Because you don't deserve to be a quarterback. That's why
he's all over the place.
I know.
It's just sad where we're at, dude. 3-8. 7 straight in a row of losing. It's all because of you, Blake Bortles. Damn it!
Yeah.
It's all about you, Blake Bortles.
Okay, well, now that's crazy. He gets just all of a sudden, right in the middle. He's kind of calm. I mean, he's angry. You can tell he's upset. But he's speaking normal, and then all of a sudden, he lets out that...
It's all because of you, Blake Bortles. Damn it!
It's like Tourette's or something. It's
like Lovey came to the window.
Right.
It's what it sounded like. All about you, Blake Bortles. Then you were showing so good in the freaking Patriots and the Jets, and nope. You suck at the Chiefs. You suck at the Cowboys. You suck at the Texans. You suck at the Colts. Now you suck at freaking motherfucking Bills.
Yeah, they've kind of hit rock bottom, haven't they? They lost to the Bills.
Dude, I picked the Bills. Their defense is badass, and I knew they'd sack his ass and make him turn the ball over. I knew they would. Did you see the video I sent you?
Yes.
Oh, my God, of Jalen Ramsey. He pulled his little fucking scarf down and looked at their bench and went, you trash.
Uh-huh. You trash.
That was trash. You trash. I saw a video. They asked him after the game if he still thought they were trash, and he kind of, you know, ducked the question a little bit.
Yeah, he did. He goes, what am I going to say?
Yeah, I'd like how this guy can't say the S at the end of the team's name. They beat Chief. They beat Cowboy.
Now... Josh Allen looks like a freaking elite quarterback. You made him. Here's the thing, right? Hey, that last year's championship, that was ours. Those referees were cheating on us. Like, they want us nothing about rating, okay?
He doesn't like the letter S, I'm telling you. It's like it's broken on his mental keyboard.
Okay, so now all of a sudden this team sucks and it hits him. Well, this team sucks. Okay. Well, last year it didn't suck, and we got cheated.
Right. Well, see,
It's because we were talking about it, Tom, and this guy obviously listens to the show, and it's our fault again because we brought it up.
Well, no, I know, but he's not even blaming it like on the Patriots. He's blaming it on the NFL because they don't want the Jags in the Super Bowl because of ratings, but it's how he gets there and the words. I mean, this is worse than Cam and, you know, doing great at good things.
Yeah, this guy could say it and spray it all over the inside of his car, because he does. He spits all over the place while he's talking.
And here's the thing, right? Hey, that last year's championship, that was ours. Those referees were cheating on us. Like, they want us nothing about rating.
They were cheating on us because they want us nothing about ratings.
Not ratings, rating.
They want us nothing about rating, okay? They all care about rating. Roger Goodell, you're a piece of...
Did he stop because he can't say shit?
He doesn't want to. He doesn't want to cuss. Apparently, this dude, you know, he sounds like he's drunk, but I'm not 100% sure. But there's no other obvious visible defects on this dude, but he's got some anger issues because he does these little exercises like this where he's ready to go off on Roger Goodell, but then he stops himself and does this little count in his head. You can see him do it.
Trash. Okay.
Oh, trash.
Trying to keep it clean, but Blake Bortles is a piece of shit. He's garbage.
And then he's...
I'm trying to keep it clean. Blake Bortles is a piece of shit.
Wait a minute.
Oh, my God.
Wait.
That's great.
Wait.
Roger Goodell, you're a piece of...
I can't say it.
Trash.
You're a piece of... Okay.
Trying to keep it clean.
Yeah, he even says I'm trying to keep it clean.
Trying to keep it clean, but Blake Bortles is a piece of shit. He's garbage. Garbage.
Oh my God, that's the best.
Garbage. Same old shit. Hey, man. Congratulations, Bills. You got your revenge. Does anybody care? Everybody care about the Chargers, the Rams, the freaking Chiefs, Patriots. That's all they care. Bunch of bad wagons.
Bad wagons?
Bunch of bad wagons. Tom, about Charger. Charger have bad wagon.
Bad.
Bunch of bad wagons.
Bad wagon. And not wagons.
Wagons.
Oh, no, he did say it.
Wagons.
He does say wagons. Yes.
But he, again, no S at the end of the team name. Who cares about Charger? It's like Mongo from Blazing Saddles. Who cares about Charger?
I can't take it anymore. I just can't take the loss. How embarrassing we are.
I'm just glad the classical music stopped.
He put that in there himself.
The Browns are better than us! Are you kidding me? They beat outright the Bengals! They destroy Andy Dalton, dude! I don't get it. I'm done here, dude. I just realized that the Browns are better than us. I'm done.
Game over, dude.
Yeah, that's what I was just going to say. Reminds me of Bill Paxton in Aliens.
I'm done here, dude. I just realized that the Browns are better than us. I'm done.
I like how he comes to the realization and he says, what did he say? He says, they beat Bengal outright. They beat Bengal.
How embarrassing we are. The Browns are better than us. Are you kidding me? they beat outright the Bengals.
No.
They destroy Andy Dalton, dude.
They destroy Andy Dalton.
I don't get it.
Dalton.
I'm done here, dude. I just realized that the Browns are better than us. I'm done with this dude. I'm done with Blake Bortles. Time to bench him, dude. Bring the comeback kid, Cody Kessler. I'm out.
Well, you're gonna get what you wished for because he has been benched.
Yes, he is. He's been benched. Somehow he'll fuck it up over there. The whole offensive line will come off the field. And they'll try to go sit on the bench, and he will have fumbled it, and it'll be over on the other sideline. Let's see. Who do they play this week? Who does Jacksonville have this week? Oh, they got the Colts.
Colts, yeah.
The Colts. Somebody's getting teabagged.
You know what was great?
Ohio State get their seventh straight win over Michigan. The final score, 62-39.
Oh, my.
Yeah, you know, on the NFL morning show that I like to watch, Rich Eisen is a huge Michigan. He's come from Michigan, right?
So
he's really? Big Michigan. Yeah, he's big Michigan. Oh. And Steve Mariucci, every single prediction he made for the day, somebody was going to win 62-39. Every single one he made. And he kept quoting the passing yards that Ohio State had. He goes, yeah, this is my big bold prediction for the day.
396 yards and six touchdowns for Dwayne Haskins. He's broken all of Drew Brees' Big Ten records.
Yes, he has. And I'll tell you what, since with the way the Redskins quarterback situation is, I'm suddenly taking notice of this young man. We might need to pick one.
Well, then you're going to want to just tank next year as well, because I don't think he's coming out, man.
No, really? I thought he was. I thought he's a junior.
I'm saying I don't think he's going to choose to come out.
Oh, well, then maybe we can pressure him. Tell him it's okay. You know, you can be courageous. Be brave. It's all right. His father won't mind.
I think he...
2018.
Yeah, I don't know.
We don't care about that sort of thing. Shit.
I was worried about the game. I said that last week. I'm worried about it.
I texted you during the game, and you never bothered to text me back. I said, he's nervous as shit.
I'm not going to look at my phone.
Well, all I wanted to know was, where's the game clock when you're looking at it? Because I don't want to ruin anything. But holy shit, the end of the first half? Holy fucking shit!
But I have no idea what I'm going to see if I look at my phone, so I don't take any chances.
Right. Well, for one, you know, I know you're on delay. I'm not going to ruin anything.
Right.
But I wanted to know when you got to halftime, because I wanted to say, holy fucking shit, the last minute of that half was ridiculous.
I know, man. Jesus. I'm like, oh, this can't be happening. We were running away with this, and then bam.
They were blowing them out.
But that's all right. They took care of it in the second half. And here was the thing. This was the big thing. I was worried. I was like, all right, I'm going to watch this game, and you know, we'll see what happens, and hopefully somehow we'll pull it out. And then I watched the pregame, because my son was down there and game day was here, you know, and my son was down on game. So he had a sign and I was looking, I found it. Of course, it didn't say bangradiohour.com. And I gave him all kinds of crap for that, because his sign was on TV. And I'd tell you what it says, but it would mean absolutely nothing to you, because it was about one of his friends. But anyway, or guy he didn't like.
You know what it should have said, Tyler? My friend listens to the Bang Radio Hour.
Yes. Yes.
That's what it should have said.
Yes.
See, man, I was going to send him this really cool birthday present, too, but I'm not so sure.
Anyway, so I'm watching the pregame trying to see him. And, you know, meanwhile, I'm like, oh, yeah, I'm going to hear what these guys have to say. You know, and Desmond Howard is banging that Michigan drum, man.
Of course he is.
And Lee Corso's helping. And it's just a Michigan love fest. And then they decided to discuss the upcoming playoffs. And they were talking about how Michigan deserved to be there over Notre Dame. Desmond Howard was, because Notre Dame doesn't play a conference championship and blah, blah. And I'm like, it's a foregone conclusion for them.
Yeah. They haven't even thought about your game.
No, it's over. That game is done. Ohio State is losing to Michigan in their minds. It was already over. They had moved past that, and they were on to they had with Michigan and Northwestern in the conference, and in the Big Ten championship, and what was going to happen here, and all of this.
Didn't somebody on one of your sports radio stations threaten Desmond Howard and get himself fired?
Torg.
Yeah, the Torg. Torg threatened Desmond Howard. So that's what they were doing. They were just sticking it to Torg because he had no voice left.
He didn't threaten him. He said he used to like College Game Day, and he said, I wish Desmond Howard would die so that I could watch College Game Day again. And
it wasn't a direct threat.
He was joking. He wasn't even a non-direct threat. He just said, I wish he would die. You know what I'm saying? And he was joking. He didn't really want him to die. And everybody on the planet knows he didn't really want him to die. That's just Torg being a goofball. And of course, Kirk Herbstreit heard about it, and Kirk was not having it. And he told them that they must fire Torg.
Torg just being goofball. Torg just goofing around. Kirk Herbstreit get himself all upset. Get his balls in a nut. I'd like to do what Cordarrelle Patterson did to Kirk Herbstreit. Pull a Patterson. Torque pull Patterson on Herbstreit.
I used to listen to Torque's show here locally all the time.
Yeah, and got him fired.
Well, now he's on a morning show here, so he was on the afternoon at the sports station, but it's not a sports, it's a rock station. So
good. I hope he toned it down. I hope he said he didn't want Desmond Howard to die, but if people robbed his house, that would be all right.
All right, and then there was this.
Kellen steps up, throws left side, Sternberger, touchdown! On the first play of the sixth overtime.
Here comes the snap. Burrow fires. Catch made! D'Anderson slides down in the end zone. And we're tied 66 all. Burrow going to keep it. Burrow spun around. Breaks loose at the 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Touchdown, Tigers!
Kellen looking over the middle. Complete. Q. Touchdown, Aggies!
And a beautiful throw by Kellen Mond once again.
The snap to Kellen. Kellen rolls to his right. Kellen stops, fires back over the middle. Tie the conversion. Kendrick Rogers and the Aggies win 74-72 in 7 OTs. Here's your rivalry.
That was insane.
God damn it. It's getting to be less and less like football, man.
Oh, but no, okay, you can't go by the score, though. It was 7 overtimes.
I know, and I have never liked what they do with overtime. I have never liked it. I never liked this. Give them everybody a chance. Fuck that. Fucking sudden death. Get it over with. Kill somebody. That's what I want. Blood. Blood.
That was intense, man. I would watch that to the end. I was like, this is unbelievable. It was great.
It was neat. It was great. This is starting to watch. You're going to start to see not necessarily more and more 7 overtime games, but fucking ridiculous. College football, there's not much defense left. That's why Alabama's always on top, because Nick Saban has this brilliant idea. Why don't we play defense? Why don't we stop these ridiculous offenses?
Look at Michigan. They were the number one defense in the country.
They got slaughtered.
Love it.
I'm going to give you your due. This was your fucking week.
Yep.
This was your fucking week.
It was a good week.
So congratulations. Good for you. Saints are coming up to wreck it all.
Yeah, I know. I hope Northwestern doesn't wreck it, too.
Oh, God. If they beat the Saints, I am just going to... I'll be up on the fucking ledge.
Well...
God damn it, Tom!
Going to find out if this defense is for real.
Even if you have a for-real defense, he's fucking... Drew Brees is the MVP right now, and they are going to say, you know what, John? We're tired of you being 1 year early on your predictions. You're right. The Saints are winning the Super Bowl.
Well, I mean, I have them in the NFC Championship, so.
Well, congratulations.
My pick of the Texans are looking like the team I picked. I know they started 0-3, but now they've won 8 in a row.
8 in a row? That's nuts. I don't know how long they're going to be able to sustain something like that.
I don't know. They need to lose one before the playoffs if they want to get to the Super Bowl, I think.
Oh, hey, you know what? Just to tell you something that's pretty cool, I have to send you this link. I found something today. Called the Player Touchdown Finder on ProFootballReference.com, one of my favorite sites. You know how they say when it's 20 degrees outside and it's raining in Phoenix, this guy over here in Chicago scores 30% of the time from the 15-yard line. And this is how you find out. You can type in any metric you want on this thing, and it'll give you everything. Anything you want to know about any touchdown that has ever happened. It's crazy.
That's cool.
It's fun.
That is cool.
Yeah, it really is.
All right, you got any email?
Really, pretty cool. I do have some email. I did want to find something over here on the Facebook page real quick. Somebody had said to me, because I wanted to say his name, but I can't remember what it was. Is it this one? I always said that I was a year early on my predictions about something or other. And this guy asked me if I would please predict that Mike Tomlin got fired. And I would be fine with that. But you realize if I predict Mike Tomlin's getting fired, it ain't happening for a year at least.
He wants him fired?
Oh, yeah. Everybody wants him fired. I don't know. Joe Sturr over on our Facebook page wants a Pigskin Pick'em update.
Oh.
And you know why? I looked at it, and it's because he's in first place.
Oh,
so,
good.
Yay for
there
you.
Go. There you go. Oh, good for you.
Yeah, we should put that in the front of next week. I should tell everybody this, too. Three people, CJ Hamila, Osama Ali, and, oh, shoot, the first guy. I'm sorry, I'm forgetting your name right off the top of my head. But you know who you are. You answered me on my email. The guy who does our T-shirts, I don't know. He might have died. And I'm not even joking. I'm not joking at all. This dude, he didn't tell me, but all of a sudden he's, like, terminally ill in the hospital. His partner said that they were going to keep it going, and the last three people that I had contests for didn't receive their shirts. So I'm going to get something for you guys and take care of y'all some way. But as far as the end of the year for the whatever prize we were going to get through KellyBurke.com, I have no idea if the man is even alive.
It is crazy.
What the hell is with this? I don't know. So, Kelly, if you can hear me, at least say, hey, I'm alive, and let me know what's up with all of that. But as of right now, I can't help you with anything like that. Maybe I'll send somebody a toenail.
And if there's anybody out there with a sports merchandise business and you want to revise
it, right.
We're looking. Right. Oh. Anyway. All right. What else?
Oh, here it is. Let's see. That was Mark Lake wanted me to predict that Mike Tomlin would get fired. So there you go, Mark. Mike Tomlin will be fired in 2020. So you're going to stick around for a while. What did I have for email? Let's see. Also, Joe Sturr says he wants more Bears fan audio. I agree. That guy was funny. I liked him.
Oh, okay.
Thanks.
Okay.
Yeah. All right. This one doesn't say dear anything. So his right away, he's not very courteous. It just says, this show sucks. My friend said it was a good football show, and you guys suck. You don't know shit, and you make jokes, and you don't know anything about football. I'm out. He didn't leave a name.
He doesn't get it.
I can tell you this, though, Tom. By looking at his email address, his name is Eric. So, Eric, there was a time in the Hellfire early days of this podcast where I would take this email address, and I would read it on the show, and then I would suggest to everybody that was listening to me right now to go out and sign you up for every deviant sex newsletter they could find. So you're lucky that I am mellowing with my age. This show does suck, but it wouldn't suck nearly as much as your mom opening up your fucking AOL account and finding all that shit on it.
All right, all right. Well, look, I'm not going to blame Eric.
I'm not going to blame Eric either. I blame his parents. Obviously, your mom's a whore and your father's a fucking shiftless, no good bastard.
I'm going to blame his friend.
His friend? I think his friend was fantastic. His friend tried to save him from his no good whore mom and his shiftless bastard father.
But he obviously did not explain the show to him right. He didn't know what he thought he was getting, you know, stats and analysis.
Stats and analysis? No. We should put, you know, we used to have a disclaimer in the front of the show so we wouldn't get sued. But now we should just put something up. This is not stats and analysis. If that's what you want, go listen to something that you've already heard.
I mean, my God, we all watch the games. Why do I need somebody to analyze it for me? Why?
Yeah, Eric. What's the matter with you?
You know, if I didn't get to see the games and I really wanted to know what happened, yeah, okay, I guess.
I will tell you this. I almost guarantee you that Eric is listening to this show because otherwise there's no point in writing an email. There's no point in writing an email to tell me that you're out. You're one of those fucking attention whores that goes onto Facebook pages and shit, says, y'all suck, I'm out, and then comes back and checks to see how many people tell you, oh, please stay.
It was pretty blunt, though. It was pretty blunt, man. I don't know. Maybe he didn't. Maybe he just said, I just want to let you know you suck and I'm not listening anymore. That's okay, man. It's not for everybody, John. It's not for everybody. Not everybody can be smart enough to get this show. It's just, if they were, what? I mean, my God.
All I'm saying is this. Eric, tell your fucking dad to keep his squeegee away from my fucking car.
Oh, Jesus.
I don't carry any change, so go away.
Anymore.
Yeah, dear John and the Calpuke fan.
Oh, God.
John, what the fuck? Fucking capital letters, that's nice. What the fuck? The Redskins don't even talk to Colin Kay, and they go out and sign Reuben Foster. What the fuck? We all know what is going on here. Signed Alfred. Alfred last week yelled at us because, or yelled at me, because the Redskins didn't even talk to Colin Kaepernick and signed Mark Sanchez. And now he's yelling because they've signed Reuben Foster, and they haven't signed Colin Kaepernick. I got yelled at, spode somebody or other. And I didn't take it the right way because he said he was being sarcastic and that it should be a prerequisite for a guy on a radio program to be able to detect that. And I'm sorry, dude. Out there it's hard to say. Because last week on Twitter, I got yelled at because I was in a conversation with a guy who had the audacity to say we when he was talking about his football team. Oh, my God.
I understand teams that didn't want to sign him because they don't want the distraction and they know what comes with it and all of this.
It's there now.
And if it's there and you're going through preseason with him and it's always coming. But at this point, let's just say for the sake of argument that the Redskins are in a downward spiral. And if he's a guy, if he's a guy that could bring them out of that and still contend for that division. Now, granted, it's been too long since he played, I believe. But if he were
October
again, we're speaking in hypotheticals here. Then I would say go get him because, he might be a distraction. Well, so what? So is losing every week. That's a distraction. You know what I'm saying?
You're talking about Kaepernick. I thought you were talking about Foster.
Oh, no. I'm talking about Kaepernick. But again,
Foster.
The problem with Kaepernick is at this point, it's been so long since he played.
It's been 2 years.
But Michael Vick, you know? I don't know. Maybe try. Who knows? Why not? What do you got to lose?
Who cares now?
But what do you? Point, yeah, really, but that's what I'm saying. Difference. What if you go get him now and he comes out and he is awesome? What do you got to lose? You got a quarterback. You can gain him.
We're going to go with Colt McCoy. I know you're laughing. Last week he had 3 days to get ready to play. They didn't even have an actual practice. They did walkthroughs.
All right. All right. It's not just about Colt McCoy. It's about the starting guards. It's about Richardson. I get it.
I know that. All right. So the thing about Foster is it's low risk, possible high reward. He's not going to play. He's not doing anything. He's on the exemption list, which means he can't even come to practice. He has to practice one-on-one with coaches.
Him complaining about Reuben Foster, that's silly. Reuben Foster to me is a non-issue. It's totally irrelevant.
Well, you know, everybody, dude, here, greetings from the stupidest fan base on the planet. They're screaming their heads off because of this signing, because our team doesn't have a moral center, Tom. All right, so once again, Alfred, I hope you're not using the bat computer to send these fucking emails. I would hate to have Bruce mad at you. All right, let's see. Dear guys, help us. We don't know what we're doing out here. We're choking on applesauce. Sincerely, the Detroit Lions.
We don't know what we're doing out here. Help us.
Mike Valeni.
The Detroit Lions writing in yet again, Tom, because I guess they have nothing better to do.
I was busy firing up my section.
None of, you don't have to worry about that anymore.
If he was close enough to see the pick in the end zone with a minute to go, you know, that was probably a pretty good section.
Sick it is!
I understand.
He's sick of it. Well, Lions, I don't know why you're just not used to it. Now they're talking about trading, there is talk of trading Matthew Stafford.
Tom, I'm not screwing around. Shut up.
Well, he's John, I'm Tom. So,
yeah, well, the Lions choked on applesauce and stuffing and turkey and everything else. It must suck that every year you have to watch yourself do this on Thanksgiving. Oh, my God. The poor Lions. All right. Well, that's all I got.
All right. Well, Kyle wants to know how Ben Roethlisberger could run up over 500 yards and lose. And only scored 17 points.
Who asked this question? And what was it again?
Kyle wanted to know, Ben Roethlisberger, winner of 2 Super Bowls, how you could rack up over 500 yards and then lose and only score 17 points.
I tell you this, Tom. Thank you first off for recognizing me for who I am, which is Ben Roethlisberger, winner of 2 Super Bowls. And I've got to tell you that I am glad that somebody noticed that, Tom, because it is very difficult to do. You know, we had over 526 yards of offense. I threw for 462 yards. That's great. And I only threw for 1 touchdown. You know, we only scored 2 touchdowns all day long with 527 yards. People tell me that's practically impossible. But not for me. I can do it because I am Ben Roethlisberger and I won 2 Super Bowls. I can do the impossible, Tom. Let me tell you. Oh. One time I won the Super Bowl because I landed on the 1 yard line and the official said that I scored. And you know what, Tom?
What?
I did score. I was in, and nobody just couldn't tell because the ball and my hand and all of the rest of me looked like they were on the 1 yard line, but it was actually a touchdown thanks to my friend, the official.
All right. Well, there you go, Kyle. You asked how, and it's because he can do the impossible because he has been Roethlisberger and he has won 2 Super Bowls.
That's right, and if I had not been in the end zone on that play, time, I would only say I won 1 Super Bowl, but because I did get in, I won 2 Super Bowls. So that everybody that wants to complain about the calls in that game, they know where they can stick that, Tom.
All right, goodbye, Ben. All right, Sean, let's...
Hang on a minute, I'm not finished here. I've got a nursery rhyme. Can I read a nursery rhyme?
Yes, go ahead.
Old Mother Hubbard, she went to her cupboard to get her poor doggy a bone. But in the cupboard was me, and look! Don't you see? I am sporting a bone of my own. So, hey, Mother Hubbard, come up in the cupboard. You are a MILF to behold. And it's your lucky day, because now you can say you've done it with Ben Roethlisberger, and I've won 2 Super Bowls.
And there he is, Ben Dice Roethlisberger, ladies and gentlemen.
Old Mother Hubbard is a fox. I tell you. You know how hard it is to throw an interception in the end zone to a big fat nose tackle with only a minute to go in the game? I am fucking awesome, Tom. I am a Hall of Famer.
Yeah, well, John, you missed two games this week.
Yeah, I know. I haven't had a good year this year.
Well, you can't go homer like that, man. Take the Redskins in that game.
That's the first time I've taken them in years, and all I wanted to do was stay within a touchdown. Just stay within a touchdown.
Redskins +7 at Cowboys. You missed that one. Giants +6 at the Eagles. And then the Colts -8 against the Dolphins.
Yeah.
I had the Ravens -10.5 against the Raiders. I got that one. Panthers -3.5 against the Seahawks. Seahawks did what we thought they couldn't do. They came all the way out to the East Coast and won a 1 o'clock game. I also had the Colts.
At the end of the game.
Yeah. I also had the Colts. I had the Colts -9 against the Dolphins. And the Bucks -3.5 against the 49ers. I went 2-2.
Yeah, man, I know. Yeah, I know. You're buying stakes this year.
But, yeah, you got the Giants +6 because the Eagles, you know, they needed that last-second field goal to win. So,
yeah. Yeah, I did get that one, so I was kind of – I thought they were actually going to hold on to win. They were trouncing them at first, but oh well. So, who you got this week?
All right, well, I'm 23-16 on the year, and the Seahawks are red hot. They are playing so well right now, and they're at home against the Niners. And I figure if the Bucks can roll the Niners, certainly the Seahawks at home can roll the Niners. So I'm going to take them -10. Panthers -4 at Bucks. They better not let me down this time. And I'm going to take the Rams -10 at the Lions. I think the Lions are a disaster. And the Rams, my God, the Rams are unbelievable.
Yeah, I just don't like those big lines. And there were a lot of big lines this week. They got the Chiefs at 15.
If you're picking straight up this week, it's easy.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, it is. But shit, the Packers have to give 14 to the Cardinals. I mean, all of them look like they can easily do it, and they probably will. But, all right, I'm taking the Colts -5 against the Jaguars because that is a dumpster fire. That is a dumpster fire. The Colts are good. They got a good defense. They got a good offensive line. He's going to teabag somebody. He's getting teabagged. Maybe he can teabag that rookie linebacker. But, dude, their offense is on fire. I'm sure Andrew Luck looks like Andrew Luck. So give me the Colts -5. They're going to win that game outright. The Broncos -5 over the Bengals because the Bengals are another dumpster fire. The Broncos are on fire. I think they're going to run right over them.
What line did you get them at?
-5.
Yeah, that is another disaster, man. The Bengals.
Yeah, exactly. And the Broncos are going to leave tread marks all over them. They're going to run all over them. And I'm taking those Panthers -4 over the Bucks too, because the Bucks are also another dumpster fire. And Gano's got to do something right.
Yeah, and you know, it's funny. It's like it was like that this time last year. I mean, we were taking whoever was playing the Browns, you know. And it so right, you right. just you take everybody who's playing against the, you know, the disasters. That's
well, especially if they're only going to be favored by 5. The Broncos are hot right now. They beat the Chargers and the Steelers, and then they get to go in and play that defense of Cincy.
I know. I mean, you look at like the teams I picked were against 49ers, Bucks, and Lions, all disasters.
You realize, Denver fans, I've just cursed the living shit out of your team.
All You're right. Done. Well, sports merchandise person, get in touch with us. We need somebody with prizes.
Or at least somebody get in touch with us to tell if he's with us anymore. I don't even know. The dude might have died.
I'm talking about the new sports merchandise person that we need to contact.
Oh, yeah.
We need prizes.
Yeah, somebody.
All right.
Yeah, we do. We need prizes.
We'll have an update on the Pigskin Pick'em for you next week.
Later.
And that's Eli with the interception to seal the launch. Very good, Eli.
You've been listening to the Bang Radio Hour.
Mein lieber Schwan hat der ein abgekriegt.
Listen to me.
Bang Radio.
Wait.
I only can control what I can control. I mean, there's not much I can control. It's out of my control now.
We have reason to believe that control may have been infiltrated.
Oh, Troy, I'm so sorry.
Oh, my God!
Ain't a whole lot of that shit right there, yo.
You don't have to spend a lot of time kind of circumcising the mosquito.
I'm getting strawberry notes.
And a flutter of sweetness.
Without adding sugar. Clever.
It is.
is. Yasu Kiss uses a lactose-reduced milk that enhances flavor without adding sugar or artificial sweeteners.
Mmm, milky deliciousness.
And packed full of goodness.
Very clever.
Strawberry Yasu Kids supports change for life.
Yasu, shake it up!
Contains naturally occurring sugars. Milk is a source of calcium, which is needed for the maintenance of normal bones.